Welcome. This is Kathleen Pearl. This is called Christ Our Passover. We are going to have a Passover service. This is taken from the Feast of Passover Haggadah with a preparation guide by the Watchman International, Lars Enerson. You can obtain this material at www.thewatchman.org or Passover at thewatchman.org. So, Father, we just come before you and thank you for your kindness and your loving provision for us, that you have become our Passover, Lord Jesus. We ask that you bless what we are doing now as we seek you and commit to this service. In Jesus Yeshua's name. I'm going to start at page 8 of this booklet. I'm going to read it entirely and keep it in context that it's given, as though we were doing, which we are, a Passover service. The first 7 pages, for your information, are about the preparation guides, how to set up a Passover meeting, the elements to have, and some brief history. So leaving that aside, there is an order of service. The Seder is actually, or Haggadah, I believe, is an order of service. And usually the order of service is, there's a welcome and introduction, there is praise and worship, and then there are 14 points: searching for the leaven, preparing our hearts for the Passover, lighting the candles, welcoming the presence of the Lord, the first cup, the cup of sanctification, washing of the hands, ministering to one another, the green vegetable, new life out of tears, breaking the middle matzah, Yeshua broken for the world, recounting the story, the revelation of the lamb, the dipping of the matzahs through much suffering, the dinner, it is a feast, the afikomen, this is my body broken for you, the third cup, this is my blood shed for you, Elijah the prophet, the last day's outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the fourth cup, the cup of praise, next year in Jerusalem, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the all-night prayer vigil instructions, which are included for this Haggadah. Exodus 12:14. So this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance. Luke 22:15-16. Then he, that is Yeshua, said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Searching for leaven, preparing our hearts for the Passover. Deuteronomy 16:4. And no leaven shall be seen among you in all your territory for 7 days. Leader. Normally, preparations are made days before the Passover to clean out all leaven out of the home. A thorough ceremonial search is made with a candle and a feather the day before, and all leaven is burned up. God's command to Israel was very strict. Exodus 12:15. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses. For whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the 7th day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. Exodus 13:7. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and no leavened bread shall be seen among you, nor shall leaven be seen among you in all your quarters. Reader 1. Leaven is a symbol of sin and its corruptive influence. Leaven also causes the dough to rise, which shows the effect of sin, to make us proud and puffed up. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 5:6-7, your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Therefore purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since truly you are unleavened, for indeed Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us. Leader, let us take a moment to humble ourselves before the Lord and ask for His light to shine in our lives, to reveal any hidden sin. Let us confess and repent from any known sin, preparing ourselves to partake of the Passover.